You know, the Bible says we're supposed to let our light so shine we glorify our Heavenly Father. And Jesus said, let your light so shine. That was our ministry. Basically, we got it sort of backwards. The ministry is just living it. And that's what God told me the other day. So now it's coming back to my mind. He said, what the ministry is, living it day by day. That's what God wants. He wants us to live it day by day. And then the point of times he will let happen right here, he will speak through you. But normally, you're just sort of sitting back, living for him. But I remember I worked for a construction outfit years ago, and they was Slate Hall was the name of it. Slate Hall, pretty big outfit, and I'd worked for them down in California. We went, finished the job there, and we went to Oregon, up the Columbia River, and we was working on three shifts. We were working round the clock. We had a big junction there. There was quite a job there going on. We had almost all the equipment from all different outfits all come and emerged with one project. And it was a big project we were doing. So one weekend we decided to go home, and I lived quite a few miles down to California. So me and another fellow, we drove all the way back, went home, got home. It was so, just got there and had to turn around and go back, because that's the way time is. So, you know, I was just so thanking God. We don't have to get out here and have a pulpit, but where you are, you can have a ministry, just your words. You can be oracle of God. You can be led by God. You can be led by His Spirit. And so on the way back, I started talking to him about all the things of the Lord, how I'd seen God help me with construction equipment. I seen him do many wonderful works. I said, you know, without God, it's impossible I can't see any way that a man can really to be any benefit without the Spirit of God. You're more than complete when you have work in Him. And so I kept talking to him, and on the way back, we got up to pretty close to Dallas, and he says, you know, I'd like to know, what do you have? I says, I really have not anything, but I might tell you that I have the Lord Jesus in my heart. You know, where you have Jesus in your heart, there's something that shows. You don't just go out and preach to everybody, but you live it. You live it as a witness. You live it as the one that wants to share what he has with someone that doesn't have. And so I told him, I said, you know, I said, Buck, I would like to just share with you that Jesus is really more than enough. He is the one that saved me. He's the one that can save you. He's the one that can give you a new life. In your old life, you just say, Lord, I ask forgiveness, and he'll take all those old icky things. Now, he had done some things. I knew where he was at. But God is not a respecter of person. He'll come to you and help you and rearrange your life in a very special way. And about 25 miles from the Dalles, he said, would you pray that he want to accept Jesus? He accepted Jesus right in the car. He was going down the road. And I think his life changed. I don't remember a whole lot more about it because but very shortly after that, I moved. But I know that God has a special touch for people. And God has ministries. He has blessing. You can have the Lord in your life and do a better job as a cat skinner, a motor grader operator, mechanic. Wherever you are, you do it better having God help you. He's that one that strengthens you, that one that can help you, that one that uplift you, the one that can encourage you. I remember one time I had run out of my work, and so I went to a certain place and operated the engineers, and I asked for a job, and basically they put me out this job that I got on, and it was real. I needed that job very needful. My wife was a long ways from me, and I went a long ways to get the job. But I knew if I got fired, they already told me not, don't go there more, no more, because if I get fired once, I'd probably get fired again. So, you know, I got this job and I went on to it, and it was, the band there was about twice my age. They had a lot of working knowledge, and I had some knowledge. I thought pretty good knowledge, but I didn't have experience they had. So I just started praying. On that cat, I prayed for 3 weeks straight, and I finally lost the final drive and the right-hand final drive, and I told them it was going to happen. So anyway, they told me, so we're not going to need you for a day or so. So that was on a Thursday. So I was off Friday, and then I came back up on a Monday morning. And it's not just like going out here and getting on a job. I mean, it was like about 50 miles from town. That's where it was, we were getting paid for, but we was way up in the hit and sticks, you know, where when all these jobs like that, you have to drive a long ways to get there. So I valued my dollars because I didn't have very many. That if I went up there and showed up and worked and nothing happened, it was going to cost me. But nevertheless, I left in the hand of the Lord. And I was telling this man this, the same, the one about, and that next Monday morning, I got up there and the foreman asked me, he says, told me as my cat was not to get it, and I could see that. I didn't have, they were even to tell me. He asked me if I could run this. It was 102, I think it was, or one. It had a number on it. I said, yeah, I can run it. So I went over and started up, and he said, I want you to go to Pushing and work with these scrapers, as DW-21s at that time. So I started working in the cut there, and I just sort of kept busy all the way through, and I was kept everything, not trying to get any burns up. That means there's keep it real smooth and everything, where those rubber tire rigs, they don't have to bounce over bad big cuts and stuff like that. So I was, my spare time, I would cut back and smooth back where it would have a good clear spot. Well, noon, this same foreman comes to me and says, you know what? He's asked me, he says, where did I learn to run a cat at? And I said, well, I just run them for quite a while. He said, if you want to run a dozer, he says, you've got a job from now on if you continue to do it as good as you do. So that really gave me great, but I was praying. Tell me that prayer don't work. It works. You know, prayer works. And he asked me, he says, there was getting another cat that came in being overhauled. It's Sierra Tractor. That's no longer in business, but those days it was a Caterpillar franchise. He said, if you'd have to cut slope and pull a ripper. I said, that's fine with me. So I started doing that. And it was from then on, God literally met my needs. God helped me to be good enough to be on that job. And he can help you wherever you are. If you need extra help, he is your strength. He is the one that can help you. You know, I've always had before, I always thought, well, Christians, they sort of, you know, they were just sort of goody. You know, like Sunday morning, clean clothes, and I never did see the worth of Christian working in the work field. But when I started seeing the work field was there, at those men, in those days there wasn't women, there were those men in those days, there's women now that works in those fields, but they did not know Jesus. And by you living a testimony, you giving your heart to the Lord, you live above reproach. We live as a vessel of praise. You can let your light shine, and those people will see that. They even started buying meat. They stopped every night and bought beer, but they would make sure that I had a 7-Up or something that I wanted, and they took care of it. You might say, well, why did you was around with people to drink? That's what all those people drink. That's what they all were. But they started seeing that I loved them. They see that I was not different. I wasn't going to say, I don't have nothing to do with you because you drink. No, I let them know that I love them. And that's what we need all the way. Is we need to love people. How are they going to get saved unless we get down there and tell them we love them? That's why I went in jail ministry. That's why I worked for those kind of places. Because we need that approach of loving, of uplifting, encourage them, and not being a smart aleck, not saying, look how good I am. No, I'm nothing but saved by the grace of God. I'm God's product. I'm his blessing. By his grace, he helped me. And he wants to help you this day. He wants to uplift you. He will encourage you. If you don't know Jesus, he is the answer. He will help you in a mighty way. And I'll tell you, when that job finished up, they went to double shift. This is back in 1957, so many years ago. And the operator running that B9 did not like me at first. But as the days approached, I didn't ask him. He went to the owner and the foreman, and he said, I want that kid on my cat on the Endeavor ship. And to me, that was a real compliment. He didn't want nobody else to run his cat. He said, that kid can run my cat. It's okay. And to me, that was a very, you know, it's just the Lord. God can do these things. And then, you know, I worked for about a couple weeks on that run, that nine, and then we went back to one shift a day. And so I thought, well, my job was going to be terminated then. And because they'd already had another man on my cat, you know, another cat. And the foreman comes to me and says, hey, Junior, you don't go home. You still got your same job. Don't worry. So the one that had my cat and those other that came into that second shift, they had to go someplace else. But me, I had my job. And that was a miracle itself. All the things that God did was miracles. He helps you. He will uplift you. He will give you his face to shine. He'll give you his blessing. He'll make things happen that happen right. They're not happening wrong. You can live in God's thunder and his power. And I started learning that years and years later, that I can live in his power, that I could actually work as a mechanic and walk in the spirit. And I never make no mistakes no longer. When I was walking the flesh, I made all kinds of mistakes. Even a Christian, I would make mistakes. But when I started living, totally giving my heart to the Lord and walked 100% in the Spirit of God and praying in the Spirit, I went for about 10 years, 15 years with no problems at all. And I had to work Sundays before that. And after that, I never had to work Sundays. God just arranged my work. I was a resident mechanic. This is where I'm at right now. And that resident mechanic, when I first took that job, even though I was a Christian, I had to work Sundays. I was always behind everything. I never could quite get everything in step. But finally, when I prayed for all those years and God came in my life, he says, I'm going to help you now. And for 10 or 15 years, there was no problem at all. As long as I worked for that company, I mean, it was blessed. God can bless you right where you are, that you can live and be a child, a vessel of praise, of honor, that you can live upright before God and be a witness for him. Well, you know, I had this friend of mine, and he was always teasing me and always, he just having fun with me. He had wanted to go to a sale in Ogden, Utah. And he wanted me to go with him. He wanted to buy a couple of 633s and a D9. So he said, look, I'll take you with me. And so we was going to the airport, and he got a ticket on the way down. And he's speeding, so the highway patrol had no other course but gave him a ticket for it. And I said, you got to slow down now. I said, no, I've really got to go for it now. I've got to make it now. You know, I don't advocate speeding, but this man did speed. He was a fairly rich man, and when we got to Salt Lake City, he says, let's go to rent a car, and we'll drive to Ogden for the sales, which is tomorrow. And we got in there one night, so next morning we drove to Ogden from Salt Lake City, got there, and on the way that morning I said, Lord, would you break a miracle for us? And the Lord really was real close to me and said, yeah, I will. So I'll let you see a miracle today. So when he wanted these 633s, and they had three of them, they was all the same, basically with the real close serial numbers, and they had those three machines that worked many jobs together, and they was all pretty close to the same condition. But I went through and evaluated, and I evaluated there was 1, 2, and 3. The 1 would be the best one, and 2 would be the middle one. And 3 would be the one that I figured wasn't quite so good. And I used the Lord's help in doing this. And God always helped me in doing those things. And I said, Lord, you know, one thing that really gets him is money. You know, I know that, but I think it might be, he might use it for your glory. So God says, I'll make a miracle for him. So we went through these auctioneers was right together, and they seen me and this man together, and they knew where I was from. I'd been working for Caterpillar. They knew that I had the qualifications that they wanted, because, and I'll tell you a minute what happened. So as they, this auction went on and on, we cut down to 992. There was a couple of them and then some real, long ones. They was, 100 ton 80 wagons, which were big, huge. And then big equipment was there. So we got to where the 633s were, and the auction went real fast, and pretty soon one 633 was gone. And there was two left. But the one that went was actually the worst one, the way I see it. So they got the worst one had was deceased. We just had two more. So here they go, making the auction and saying the words, you know, who better, and so, who'll give me this much money, who'll give this. So the Lord spoke to my heart and said, you know, I'm going to agree to do something right now. He buys both of them, I'll make a miracle. So I told him, I said, buy both of them. I said, God's going to bless you. And they went for way under. The first one went over what it should have went. But for some reason, these two were real, I don't know, it was like a bidding stop. So the auctioneers, I think two or three that was there, the auctioneers, they just worked between themselves. One would go and then the other would go and then, and that big equipment. So they's moving down to the next equipment. And so on the process of going to this D9 that we bought, there was a couple men that come and approached the van that was I was with. He says, you know what? He says, I know that the man that you have with you knows this equipment. And we believe this so vividly that if we buy one of those 633s you have, we'll pay you quite a bit more money than what you paid for. And you can have the one that you want. And I said, well, this man's name is Richard. And I said, Richard, I said, if they're that gracious, and well, I'd love to give them the, just go ahead and let them have the one they want. So I did. And they said, well, we're going to take the one we want, we'll take this one. Last, I took number two. Number one was still there and was over with. Those men were so, I mean, they was just wanting us to, I mean, we need that 633 and we know it's going to be a good one, we want it, and we're going to pay you this extra money if we can get it. You know, he made enough money on that, those two scrapers by selling one of them. He had money to pay for the hauls all the way back from Ogden, Utah, curve back 1,500, 1,800 miles, and they paved the way. And then we got there, that 633 run great. But God can order your steps. He can give you vision. He can give you direction. He can give you counsel. He can help you at where your livelihood is. He will help you be a better mechanic. He'll help you. You know, I've heard people talk, unless you're a preacher, unless you're this and that. You know, God works in a mysterious way. He works. You know, a young fellow told me one time, he burned up a starting engine, and his name was Jess. And he asked me if I would pray for that starting engine. I said, no, I'm not going to pray for that starting engine because God's not in that kind of business. He says, why not? He says, why not? You say your God's so big, why won't God do those kind of things? I said, well, because that's iron, you know. He just touches people. No, I found out it's right. He does everything. So I went and asked, and I prayed, and the Lord said, if you get rid of the people that don't believe, unbelief, I'll heal it. So, you know, when I started to pray for that starting engine, it was a V8, and I was working on a left and right final drive, both final drives in the same cat, but I wasn't up where he was at. So I told him, I says, these two men, three men came there, and they sort of laughed when I said I was going to pray for that starting engine. I don't know where those men came from. They might have been just angels unaware, but anyway, I said, if you don't believe, leave. So anyway, they left. I prayed just a few simple words that started in, and I said, you put oil back in that started in, you make sure that plug's tight this time. It's got plenty of oil in. And then I said, you go start it up. It run perfect. You know, when that starting engine was wore out before this happened, and I, my son had run that same machine and it would not start. I mean, the carburetor was wore out. The little two-cylinder starting engine, it was wore out. I mean, everything was wrong. The magneto was bad. It just needed a lot of little extra loving care. But God gave it some loving care and that engine started performing. I'm a mechanic and I can vouch for it. It never run the same. And you know, that went into an auction about 2 years later, 3 years later, and that auction, that one of the things that said, that started it and sure runs good in the cat. That cat started it and burned up, but God healed it. And I can tell you story after story after story after story, but those are what gets us in the place that we can live for Jesus. We can let our light shine, tell others that God's real. He cares for them. He understands when they get tired. He understands when they're upset. He understands when people get angry with them. People cut them off short sometimes. God understands. And He wants to help us. And He'll help us in a mighty way. I just know that God will meet your need and be with you and pray that He'll use these things to this for His glory. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.